Live from Hollywood, California, it's the Rick Savage Show.
It is the Rick Savage Show. I am your host, Rick Savage. Thank you for tuning back into the podcast. I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening. Tell a friend. I always say that at the end. Maybe I should say it in the beginning. Tell a friend. Hey, do you like this podcast? Hey, I like this podcast. You should too. That's all it takes. Tell a friend. That's all I'm saying. What's going on? So much is going on. I don't know where to begin. There's a few things that happened over the past week. I want to make sure we're all caught up on together. A Ridiculous Savage is coming up. A Ridiculous Savage, and I only saw the headline, and I was like, yep, that's the Savage of the Week. So we'll experience the full story together, but it involves Arby's. I'm just going to throw that out there. That if a headline involves Arby's, you're going to get me to follow along every time. So that'll be the Savage of the Week. There's other things that happened that are ridiculous. There's some sad stuff that happened. You know, a normal week. But first, we're just going to jump right into it. Arguably the main event, quite possibly why you're listening to this episode. But we do have a special guest, Gina Bartoli. So it sounds like potentially we're introducing a new segment this week. And we don't know if this is a weekly segment, if this is a monthly thing, you know, kind of up to you to decide, you, Gina, as the person contributing to this new segment, but we'll see how it goes. And two things. One, a lot of the feedback I get on the podcast is like, hey, it's good. It'd be cool if you talk to another human being every now and then. So that's nice. That accomplishes that. And also I think something that my podcast brings to people is, you know, I get a lot of feedback of like, if I didn't listen to your podcast, I wouldn't have known about X, Y, and Z, whether it's a music thing or a pop culture thing or like whatever. And something you bring to that element is kind of a tech side, a tech component to maybe things that people don't realize are possible or a story that's happening. And so, we need a name first off for your segment.
Like Gina's Tech Tip.
Gina's Tech Tip. Ooh, I like that.
Maybe we'll get a little fancy with it, but I'm definitely planning on having like Instagram assets. Like everyone will get teasers. Everyone will know what to expect. And people will start listening to your podcast.
Start listening.
For my tech tip. And, you know.
And other reasons too. Like,
yeah, of course.
Of course, but mostly your tech tip.
Well, I'll bring my fans to your show.
That's right. So Gina's tech tip, what is your first tech tip?
Thank you, Richard, for having me. I'm very honored to be having a segment. Is something that I was like, oh, you know, everyone goes to Rick and is like, what does secure the bag mean? And, you know, I was like, what is, you know, my equivalent to that? And, you know, sometimes when I'm like showing people my phone and talking about things, and just showing them, hey, did you know you could do this? And they're like, you like show me everything. And I'm like, what do you mean? And, you know, so I was like, well, maybe I can bring that to the masses. And,
yeah,
you know, I think some of these, you know, people will know and maybe some they won't. And I think kind of depending, like my mom wouldn't know any of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so hopefully we can talk about some tech tips, mostly on iOS, Apple devices. and then, you know, just kind of talk about some technical advances in the social space and what to watch out for.
I will say I've always been pretty arrogant about my skill set when it comes to iOS devices, and you constantly show me things I did not know that were possible. So I'm excited for this. I mean, I should get my phone out too in case I need to do this in real time. But okay, first ever Gina's tech tip. What do you got?
Great. So I'm going to, you know, of course, let's cover some iPhone, iPad, like iOS device tips. So recently, I think with the latest update and potentially before this, but I just realized, you know, when you go into your settings, Apple has added a kajillion settings. Mm-hmm. And if you kind of scroll to the top, there's a search bar. So that's very exciting, where you can now search your settings.
I swear to God, I did not know. I'm looking at this in real time. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's a search bar. Okay.
So I think that one is just kind of, I noticed it. I think it's going to be super helpful.
So I don't have to scroll through pages and pages of these settings. I can just search Uber and then go into that setting
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you don't even know where to find things. Like sometimes they're in general, in accessories, in, you know. So I think this is just kind of bringing that to the forefront and exciting.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow, good one. Okay, do you have more?
Yeah, so I was thinking that we could use this search functionality to find the next one. This is how to make your text bold. You know, it's a little bit of a workaround, but, you know, it could be used. And I've definitely seen people use it and excited to have their text be bold. But
text be bold where?
On text messages.
In messages.
Yes, in messages.
Okay.
So if
I want to send you an all caps text and in bold.
Yes.
This is how I would do that.
Yeah. You would just type in messages. Okay. And then
messages.
Once you go into messages, there is a setting that you just turn on. Scroll down a little bit, and then you turn on the show subject field.
Okay. Under SMS, MMS, show subject field.
Yep. And if you do that now, when you go into your text messages, and maybe you won't like the look and feel of this because it does change it a little bit, but you'll basically have a subject field and a regular messages field. And when you type it into the subject field, it'll turn it bold. But it, only if you put something in messages will it keep it bold. So you have to actually write something in the messages in order to keep that bold.
That's interesting. So I could do basically the subject line is bold no matter what it is.
Correct. Just a tech tip. And, you know, sometimes when I've sent messages and they were like, wait, how did you make that bold? You know, then ensued kind of like, oh, well, you know, this is how you do it. So it's just, it's a little something. It's not, you know, groundbreaking, but hopefully that, you know, search bar will be. And then, you know, I have tons of other little things in the iOS settings that we can go through, but we got more segments to go. And I wanted to get into two kind of other topics that I wanted to bring to Genius Tech Tip. Something that...
Oh, there's more.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. This is great.
Yeah, so, you know, Genius Tech Tip will include the tip as well as maybe, you know, some piece of tech that just launched and then also something that I'm watching out for in the space.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay, so what are those? Do you have those for this episode or is that... Okay, great.
Yeah. So again, kind of going with the iOS and Apple devices, if you open up your Apple TV and have kind of the newest update, they've allowed you now to kind of connect your iOS devices with your Apple TV, and you can just kind of like say, hey, Siri, to your phone. Hopefully she doesn't start
speaking. Oh, I'm sure she will. Like eight devices.
And then you can say like, hey, Siri, play Project Runway, and it'll pop on my TV, and it'll actually control your TV via the Siri functionality on your phone, which is really cool because, you know, you only could use basically the Apple TV device and you'd have to press that microphone.
Dude, that remote is just so... Oh, wow. Siri has a mind of her own. That Apple TV remote Apple is so good at so many things, but man, they just haven't nailed that remote yet. So what you're saying is through Siri on my iPhone, I could basically never use my Apple TV remote again. I could say, hey, S-word, play this on my Apple TV. And then I could go, hey, skip 30 minutes if I wanted to start halfway through the show or something.
Yeah, I think so. As long as you're saying on my TV. And you know, this is a little bit of foreshadowing for the TV app and what Apple has planned for all of that. But just being able to really, you know, talk to your TV through your devices and kind of this not needing to press buttons. Mm-hmm. I think we're getting closer and closer to that world.
I think that's great. Yeah. I love it.
So that's one other, sorry for everyone who's kind of Android and Amazon, you know, a lot of it's going to skew to Apple, but
a lot of the Genius Tech Tips.
Yeah. But this is something, you know, what to watch out for. This is kind of for the masses and something that I think, you know, I'm specifically excited for, and it has to do with Instagram. And obviously we are going through, you were able to add photo albums, basically where you could add multiple up to 10 photos to one post. Mm-hmm. And you have to keep it, you know, one caption for the entire kind of album.
Right.
And something that they roll out often, and they roll it out through advertising platforms. Like, you know, advertisers started with the photo album and kind of the carousel technique. Mm-hmm. You know, what hopefully is going to be coming soon and what we should be watching out for is being able to update and change the captions for each photo, kind of for normal people's Instagrams. And, you know, it's something that they rolled out to advertisers and I think will be coming to the user platform.
Yeah, it does feel like they're a little behind on some of those things. Like, that's a great example of something that I guess they want to test it with advertisers, get them to pay for it. I get it. But also, like, the fact that I can post 10 photos but only one caption is just so bizarre.
I think they were trying to keep it simple because people have trouble doing one caption. You know, it's like, what should my caption be? And everyone flips out. So they didn't want to, like, go too far down that path. And then I think for advertisers, they keep it specific to them so that they can make them pay more and, like, makes it feel special. And then, you know, then as users are seeing it and maybe would want to start doing it, you know, getting the frustration with wanting to post other captions, you kind of capture that demand, like, all part of their roadmap probably to keep their product alive until another product comes in and does it completely different.
I know. I keep waiting for that, by the way, talking about, like, what's to come. I guess it was supposed to be Snapchat and that lasted. I mean, it's still popular, but not like it was for those 2 years or so. I don't know. Do you feel like Facebook or Instagram or Twitter are going anywhere anytime soon? Like, every time another one pops up, it's like, nah.
I think it's going to have to be another format. Like, I feel like short text, like, ways to communicate, like, Twitter's still around because that's really popular. I think photos and videos and communicating that way is what it is right now. Like, if all of a sudden we only started talking through AR and Bitmojis, then I think a different platform, you would be like, oh, this is where I go to do that. This is, you know, the format and the way we communicate, I think, is what's driving new platforms. And I think if someone came out and did something exactly like Instagram, but 10 times better and elevated it with another component that, you know, elevates the way we communicate, I think we could see something like that. But,
thank you for your tech tip. I appreciate it. There's several tips, really. It was a couple tips there and some forecasting. Is there anything else past the tech tips that you want to discuss while you have me on what they would call a hot microphone?
I'm really excited for folks to see your kind of redone office and podcasting space. Like,
yeah,
you really decked this out with, like, you know, music and a bunch of little trinkets that really
they're pretty
a window into your world.
I was going
to
say,
I'm very excited for everyone to see this.
They are Rick trinkets. Yeah. So the office, I guess we could say, is done now.
Yeah.
After months of
very good
me complaining on the podcast, I'm sorry that I did it, but now we're completely painted. The drywall's back up. We reorganized the wall with all these cool posters. There's a lot of trinkets sitting behind me. Dave Chappelle cigarettes are there to keep me company. So maybe we'll post a photo of this on the Instagrams and then tell people to listen to the podcast and they could hear us talk about it. Is that what you would call cross promo?
Yeah, but I'm also, you know, my feeds are going to be filled with, you know, what kind of tips you want to hear? Let's talk about what the fans kind of want to know and how can we do some troubleshooting and do some geek squad.
And some community engagement.
Yeah.
I think that was a great Gina's tech tip inaugural episode. And we'll have to continue and do it more. And we'll get some feedback from your community on what other tech tips you should provide. Thank you for coming on my podcast, Gina.
Thank you. Just the tech tip.
Just the tech tip. That's pretty funny.
This is the Rick Savage Show.
Well, that was great. Now we have something to look forward to on future episodes. A couple things happened this week that I think we should discuss, make sure we're all on the same page with, and then we'll get to the Savage of the week. But there's some other things that happened. One, I don't know, I think I got about 8 text messages about this story. Do you know what Ultra is? Ultra is a giant music festival in Miami, and it's all like dunk chicka dunk chicka dunk chicka dunk for like 4 days. I think that's basically the gist. You know, like if Deadmau5 would perform, if this was like 5 years ago, Marshmello, I think he was down there, right? Like those types of, you know, a lot of dancing, a lot of raving, a lot of music, a lot of drugs, a lot of partying. It's Miami, you know, gets crazy. So evidently much like any music festival, Ultra is prone to work with brands and take on sponsors, because I understand that's how you pay the bills. That's how you keep the lights on. I'm sure it's also the fucking $500 tickets and the $10 waters or whatever are evidently making people walk 2 miles because they didn't have enough shuttles. Shout out to Ultra Music Festival not learning from Fyre Festival. I guess the background of this is Ultra was always in downtown Miami. I think now it's just got too big. So it moved south towards the Keys, I guess. I don't know. But basically, you weren't allowed to take your own transportation to the festival. You had to rely on their shuttles. And shocker, when 100,000 people at 2 a.m. want to get on buses, it doesn't go smoothly. So that happened. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is a brand integration that Ultra Music Festival had with Kentucky Fried Chicken. And you know how they did it? They just said, for the biggest spender, we'll put you right on stage. It seems Ultra sold a portion of Friday's main stage lineup to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Prior to sets from Tiesto and Marshmello, a mysterious DJ donning an oversized Colonel Sanders head took the stage and subjected the crowd to a mix of music littered with fried chicken reference. Any of y'all hungry for some beats? Colonel Sanders shouted at one point. Let's go ahead and hear just a little bit of DJ Colonel Sanders.
Hello, Kentucky! Sorry, where? Miami? Really? Not how I'm
Hold on. So let me just explain, because this is an audio-only podcast right now. Picture Coachella or 100,000 people all just dancing and doing the, like, the Jersey Shore, like, fist pump thing, and the stage is massive. It looks like maybe 3 Coachella main stages, and just lights everywhere and screens projected, and it's a gorgeous setup. And this is probably, let's say, 4 or 5 in the afternoon, so it's not dark yet, but it is packed. And what you can see on the screen is a giant Colonel Sanders head, and then it cuts to a DJ dancing behind turntables. And this is what he's saying. So I'm just going to start it over. Remember, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's where they really get you on this first joke.
Hello, Kentucky. Sorry, where? Miami? Really? Not how I'm hello, Miami. I am Colonel Sanders. I am everywhere. Say there, any y'all hungry for some beats?
Wow.
Tell you what, these tracks are finger licking banging.
Tracks are finger licking? Finger licking banging, is that what he said? What an asshole. And now it just says finger licking good over and over and over on the giant screens. And it's flashing old black and white footage of the actual Colonel Sanders. And the crowd looks very confused. So that happened. And look, I think fans of dance music take it very seriously. I think they also would acknowledge that maybe dance music is by nature more commercial than other genres. This might have been a little bit more insulting if it was at like the Pitchfork Music Festival or some very indie cool thing. But come on, DJ Colonel Sanders. In a sense deleted tweet, Marshmello called DJ Colonel Sanders lame, adding, "I could think of a lot of other artists that actually deserve to be on that stage instead." Alice in Wonderland expressed a similar sentiment. That's a girl's name. Her first name is Allison. her last name is, I mean, it's not really her last name, but she goes by Alice in Wonderland, expressed a similar sentiment, describing it as tacky, and suggested the festival could have found a better way that doesn't cheapen what we do. And not to point out the obvious, and to point out the obvious, this guy right here, big fan of Kentucky Fried Chicken. The hot wings, I mean, love. A 10-piece hot wings, that'll do some damage, and it'll feel good. So this is not really a critique of the product of KFC, because I'm a user. But do you know what the people that go to Ultra look like? They don't look like me. They don't look like the average KFC fan, if you will. I'm sure there's a lot of vegans, a lot of vegetarians, a lot of people that are very concerned with their physical appearance. A lot of 6-packs, 8-packs, 12-packs. Not so much the KFC. So it just was tone deaf on so many levels. I mean, if it was DJ Smartwater or something, I don't know where that wouldn't be disgusting and gross, but the fact that it was KFC was just so bad. But also, thank you to the 12 people that sent me this article, because I agree with you. Yes, this is something I should talk about on the podcast, because it combines two of my favorite things, fried chicken and dance music in Miami. There's a story earlier this week, and I wasn't even sure if I should talk about it because it's kind of silly, but you know who Cardi B is, right? Everyone knows who Cardi B is. This video has 750 million views. So, yeah, it's a pretty popular song. It's very explicit, so I'm just gonna leave it right there. Oh, maybe I should play like an instrumental as I talk about, shout out to Cardi B. That song Money is pretty dope that she has. So she's very popular. And she's also very open with her past. She is a young lady that used to dance for money. And then she got kind of famous on Instagram. And I think she was on one of those VH1 shows. But then she turned it into a very respected, credible rap career. Especially compared to some of the other rappers out there. Like 10 years ago, I don't think I would have even acknowledged Cardi B being credible. But I don't know, when you're comparing it to Lil Xan, I'm going with Cardi B. So anyways, I don't know. Like a few years ago, Cardi B was doing an IG live, and she was talking about how her and her friends used to invite guys back to their hotel room, and then they would, implying that they were gonna, you know, have a rendezvous, and then they would drug them and steal all their money. So that's not nice, you know, that's not good. But also, and so fast forward to this week, this story came out again. She didn't just say this, but for some reason it popped up again, and everyone's upset and screaming, yelling, and cancel Cardi B was trending, or mute Cardi B or whatever, which is just so ridiculous. But also, every rapper talks about the terrible shit they used to do, and we love it. We love it. I mean, you know I'm going to reference Rick Ross, but Rick Ross was literally a correctional officer at like a prison in Florida, and then started rapping about all of the cocaine he used to sell. And everyone was like, totally believable. But of course, none of that was true. All we want is these crazy stories, and we want to believe them to be true. But then when they actually are, nope, cancel Cardi B. Is it because she's a woman? Maybe. So every rapper can talk about the most dirt they've ever done. But Cardi B is just honest about like, yeah, I used to be a not great person. And we would tell guys we were going to sleep with them and then drug them and steal all their money. That's bad. But also, so is every other rap song. So let's settle down on the Cardi B hate. Well, there you go. So I don't think I'd be defending Cardi B. But, you know, so I was going to talk about this, and then Nipsey Hussle died tonight. So now it feels weird to talk about any rap music that isn't Nipsey. Nipsey wasn't like a super famous mainstream artist, but he was also super respected. The people that are talking about his death, he was shot and killed in LA in front of his own store. He bought a shopping center when he got some money. Oh, that's the clip I'll play. Let me find that. He bought a shopping center once he got a little bit of money and then would rent out the other stores. And then he had his own store. And evidently he was doing an appearance at his store today and he was shot and killed. I don't think people know who did it. They're saying it's gang related. There's also, of course, a million conspiracies about it. It's just sad. You don't want to see anyone die. And it sounds like this guy, and I'm not really a huge fan. I knew a couple songs. He did a record with Kendrick last year, I think. That was pretty good. But when you hear these stories about guys that kind of came from nothing and figured out a way to make some money, and then they're trying to do good in their community, opening businesses, hiring people, a lot of nonprofit work this guy was doing. And then for his life to end like this is pretty sad. So instead of playing a song, because if you want to learn more about Nipsey Hussle, you can go to YouTube, Apple Music, and you can stream all of his songs. But there was an interview clip from, I don't know, he had to be 22. I mean, it looks like 15 years ago. Okay, so now I see this was in 2006. So that's 13 years ago. He died at 33. So he would have been 20 years old. He's a 20-year-old man who's just becoming somewhat known in the rap world. And this is one of his first ever interviews.
So talk a little bit about yourself, man. What brings you up here, up and coming? And, you know, how come you're not blinging and having all kind of crazy diamonds and all that? I guess you're here to get your money right, huh?
All the time. I mean, you know, all that is cool for the image and all that, but all them is liabilities, you feel me? I'd rather invest in some real estate, you know what I'm saying?
Can you repeat that again, man? You're up and coming artist. What did you say you want
to
do?
I said invest in some assets as opposed to trick off my money on some liabilities like diamonds. You know what I'm saying? Cars that lose value, so you drive them off the lot.
So you're trying to get land.
Exactly, homie. A real asset. Take care of my peoples, cause you know it look good, but at the end of the day, you losing value, homie. It ain't appreciating, it's depreciating. It's losing value.
So this kid was 20 years old and he was talking about, as soon as you drive a car off the lot, it loses its value. I want to invest in real estate. So that's where his head was at 13 years ago, before he even had any money. Again, it's sad when anyone passes, especially something violent like this. But it certainly seemed like he was making an effort in his community. And that's got to be the hardest thing, right? You finally get some money. You can afford to move away from the hood. You can afford to be a little safer, but then you want to take care of everyone that you just left, and you want to still contribute to society and where you grew up. And then these things happen because people are jealous or they want your money or the cred or whatever. But it's sad, and it certainly makes people arguing over Cardi B's legitimacy a little ridiculous, to say the least. One other thing that maybe not a lot of people know about that I think is really cool, and I'm really conflicted because it involves Mr. Kanye West, but Kanye has been doing this thing called Sunday service, where every Sunday morning he gets, I mean, it looks like an orchestra and a full band, and then he invites some friends and family, and they just play music Sunday mornings out in the hills somewhere in Calabasas, I guess. And by the way, if anyone could give me an invite to one of those Sunday services, I would appreciate it. I would like to go. And footage here or there has leaked, you know, people sneak in their phones and it's outside. It actually looks really, really cool. Kanye just announced that they're going to perform at Coachella Sunday morning at sunrise. So what is that, like 5:30, 6 a.m. in the polo fields in the desert? Yo, that sounds so great. I'm not endorsing or condoning anything else Kanye West does or says, not his political views, not his stupid shoes, but his music. The Sunday service thing looks so cool. And a lot of it, they're doing old Kanye songs, and evidently sometimes he's playing kind of new unreleased things. Listen to this beat. I'm so in. I'm just such a sucker for Kanye West production. If that beat didn't move you, hey man, you gotta learn how to tap your feet. He's really good at that. Again, politics, no thank you. Shoes, ridiculous. Those shoes are a joke. You know you're just punking us with those shoes. Like, people don't really want to wear those shoes. But your music, yeah, well, let's be honest. I'm definitely not going out to Coachella for that. But it would be cool. If you were up all night, those kids in the desert staying up all night, and then at 5:30 in the morning, Kanye, like, does a Sunday service. I mean, that's spiritual. I'm down.
What a fucking savage!
I'm savage.
Savage.
They like savage. Why you got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars?
Something about you turns me to a savage.
All right. It does involve Arby's, but now after talking about Nipsey Hussle, I feel kind of bad because someone died. The headline was Arby's manager accused of fatally shooting customer who spit at her, police say. I mean, you can't joke about that, but an Arby's manager in Oklahoma was arrested for allegedly shooting and killing a customer after an altercation where the customer spit in her face, police say. So without reading the whole article, here's what I gather happened. A man was at Arby's. He was screaming and yelling at the manager, spit in her face, and then he left. And then he came back, and he was circling the parking lot with his car. You know, kind of stalking, kind of like, I guess he threatened that he was going to kill her, all that kind of stuff. And so she's 25-year-old Deanna Young. She ran outside, got into her own car, chased him down, and shot and killed him. This is not a good Savage of the Week. This is not going to make you feel good. This is not funny. But I just saw Arby's and it just, you know, it triggered me. I don't know what to tell you. Don't spit at Arby's manager's faces, evidently.
What a fucking savage!
Okay, real talk. I know that wasn't the most feel-good Savage. I've paused the recording and now I'm back. And I looked quickly to see if there was another Savage. I'm just going to leave it in there. Just don't spit on people when you're getting Arby's. But Arby's and KFC, I'm available for any sort of endorsement deals. Big fans. Not a fan of you DJing on stage. Also not a fan of your manager shooting people when they spit on them. But your food's good. Your hot wings are great. That roast beef, it's like kind of green. I remember a friend of mine used to always give me shit when I get that at lunch. I'd come back with Arby's and he was like, dude, the meat is green. Stop eating there. Oh, to be young again. That's enough, right? I think we're good. Let's just wrap this thing up. What an episode. We had Gina's tech tip. We had KFC DJing. We had some sad moments. We defended Cardi B. I mean, what else could you want in a podcast? You know what I'm saying? All right. Leave a review. Leave a rating. Tell a friend, etc., etc. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, see you later. Bye.
This is the Rick Savage Show.
Better than yesterday isn't for everyone.
Keep it up, Peloton!
Just one more push isn't for everyone. Being your own role model isn't for everyone.
You're crushing it, Peloton! Keep it up!
It's not for everyone, but Peloton's for go-getters, everyday heroes, and anyone who really wants it. Learn more about 30-day home trial at onepeloton.com.